Welcome to my study. After 30 years, I've concluded that everything you need to know to be successful in every part of your life is found in one book, the Bible. Well, welcome today. Our subject today is an exciting one, actually, the dynamics of Thanksgiving. But I don't want to fool you. I'm going to let you take a look at the slide, but it's misleading. I'm going to show you something because this slide makes it look like it's about Thanksgiving Day. But the fact is, it's not about Thanksgiving Day. It's about Thanksgiving. We do have Thanksgiving Day. And it's since, I think it was 1941, they passed a law and made it the official last Thursday of the month of November. And it's a day in which we recognize and give thanks for the divine goodness that God has given to us. And of course, Thanksgiving Day comes with all kinds of neat things, including some really great dinners. I just flipped through. You missed there. I don't know if I've ever had a Thanksgiving Day that looked like this, but the dogs get in the picture and everybody gathers around the family and we basically work towards having just a good time as a Thanksgiving Day. But I don't want to talk to you about a Thanksgiving Day. I want to talk about Thanksgiving as a personal way of life, 365 days of the year being a Thanksgiver. So, again, let me just rephrase. Our subject is the dynamics of Thanksgiving. And now, the opposite to Thanksgiving is murmuring, grumbling, complaining, right? So, what we want to discuss today is the dynamics of Thanksgiving versus the dynamics of murmuring. What happens in you when you become one or the other, do one or the other? In fact, let's take a look at a definition of dynamics for starters. It is the study of the acting forces in a given situation and the changes they make. In other words, almost every decision we make has embedded in it powers, abilities for good or for evil, depending on the dynamics. Everything has a dynamic to it. And this includes moving physical things. It also includes moral issues. And so what we want to do now is to study the difference between what are the energies that are active when we are a Thanksgiver versus what are the energies that are active when we murmur or complain. So let's take a look at least first at what it means to be Thanksgiving. It is the expression of thanksgiving or gratitude, especially in giving so to God. Murmuring on the other side is complaining or grumbling, usually uttered in subdued voices. That's kind of grumbling, okay? But it's negative, right? And in fact, it is to give an inarticulate voice to discomfort or to complain against or to be critical of a person or a situation. In fact, so a few more definitions. It means to cast aspersions or damaging imputations to another person's integrity. Another definition is false and injurious charges or unjust insinuations, and so we have it. Now, I want you to grasp this word juxtaposition, but before we do that, I want you to see that we are going to present for this few moments together the dynamics that occur when a person is either a thanksgiver on one side or, on the other hand, a grumbler, a murmurer. And so we use the word juxtaposition, which, by the way, simply means placing murmuring and thanksgiving side by side in order to compare them and contrast what is the dynamics of each of them. That is what we want to discover. So, in order to do that, the scriptures give us biblical examples so that we can learn from them. So, let's take a look at this. So watch this. Now, these things were for our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they lusted. Watch this now. Neither be idolaters as they were, some of them. And let's not commit fornication as some of them committed. And in fact, fell one day 320,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as they, some of them did, they tempted God, and they were destroyed of serpents. Watch this now. And don't murmur. Here we go now. Do you see what the category is that murmur is in? Same thing as idolatry and lust and evil and concupiscence fornication. Okay. But look at this now. Neither murmur. Don't murmur as some of them murmured. And look at the consequences. Because the dynamics in murmuring, look at what it did. It actually it gave opportunity for the destroyer to destroy them. Now watch this again. Now all of these things happened to them for our examples. And they're written for our administration. So they made a record, because the way we're going to find out the consequences of thanksgiving versus murmur is look at the historical record. We're going to see the example. And it's written for our admonition, an interesting phrase here, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So, wherefore take heed, let him that thinks he standeth take heed. So, be very careful. So, real quick, this is what we've learned so far. Number one, don't lust after evil things like they did. Don't be an adulterer, an idolater, as some of them were. No committing fornication, as some of the 23,000 in one day committed fornication. No tempting Christ just like they tempted God. And no murmuring as some of them did, and they were destroyed of the destroyer. So those are the first few things we learned. So now let's really get into the murmuring thing. One of those basic five issues that we just mentioned, the last one was murmuring. So let's look at what are the dynamics when a person murmurs. And what is it? Watch it now. These are murmurers, the scripture says. Look at this. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. So, we're going to take this scripture for a moment, and we're going to take a look at it and see exactly what happens. What are the dynamics when a person murmurs? So here we go. Here's the scripture. These are murmurs. Look at this. It starts off with murmur. And murmuring always leads to complaining. It's a method of complaining. And look at this. Because what's happened is that they walk after their own lusts. So murmuring, what are the dynamics? Complaining, walking in lust. Now watch it. It gets worse. And their mouth speaketh great swelling words. Because what does it lead to? Look at this. It leads to being boastful. And that it ended there. But it says they have men's persons in admiration. So what happens? They have respective persons. They like this person, don't like that person. And all depends. See, these dynamics are happening because a person murmurs. And then they end up functioning strictly in selfish interest, having men's persons in admiration because they're looking, look at this, because they're looking for an advantage. And so, consequently, those are some of the things that happen when people murmur. That's the process. Now, we're also given some further warnings about this as well. And this is found in Romans chapter 1. So let's take a look at that. When they knew God, they glorified him God, as not as God. Look at this. Whoops. But and they neither were they thankful. They weren't thankful. As a consequence. Now, the opposite, remember, of thankfulness is to be murmur. So they weren't thankful about God when they knew what God was really like. And so what happened to them? They became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professed themselves to become wise. They became fools. And they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into corruptible image, such as man, and, of course, birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And they changed the truth of God into a lie. And they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. And for this cause, God gave them up. So we're going to go through this passage really slow. So here, it begins when they murmur, when they are not thankful. Look at this. They become vain in their imaginations. And what? Look at it. I want you to see that this is the energy. That this is what happens when a person is not grateful, not thankful. They become vain in their imagination. They make up all kinds of, they are delusional. They become vain in their imagination. Look at this now. They become darkened in their heart. Their foolish heart was darkened. Not only is their heart become dark, and now they see everything in a nasty way. Watch this now. But they become foolish. Their foolish heart was darkened. Now they can't even articulate, or should I rather say, they can't even adjudicate reasonable issues of life because the murmuring, the ungratefulness, the unthankfulness is driving them. It's the dynamic that makes them vain in their imaginations and darkens their heart, and they become foolish. They can't make common sense decisions. It gets worse. They then change their image of God. Instead of us being made in the image of God, now we say, okay, God, you must be like us. And they change the image and the glory, a great personality of God. It gets destroyed in their thinking. And they make him unto a man or a corruptible image. And then look at this. They start to change the truth. Facts don't matter anymore. They change the truth of God into a lie. And so, look at this now, the process. When we're not thankful, the dynamics that kick in are these. We become vain in our imaginations. Our foolish heart gets darkened. Professing ourselves to be smart, we become fools. And we change what God is really like into something else. And not only that, but we change the truth. Consequences are damaging. And look at the next step in the process here. The next dynamic is to understood. They worshiped and served the creature. They replace God with the king of self. And he takes over. And this is the consequences that happen. None of these are very nice. I want to go back, though, because it doesn't really end there. And I want you to see the scriptures because these dynamics, remember, dynamics are the embedded energies in the decisions we make. Okay? And so let's go back and just take a look at this. They became vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened, professed themselves the wise, they became fools, they changed the glory of God. Then they changed the truth of God into a lie. And then they start to worship themselves instead of God. And watch this now. And I don't know of anything as terrible as what we're about to see. Here it is. God gives them up. Okay, you want to be that way? I'll let you do that. Go ahead. And we end up in absolutely unbelievable emotions and affections that are damaging, destructive, self-destructive. And I said a moment ago, and I don't want you to miss this, probably the worst thing is that could ever happen in anybody's life is for God to say, okay, I've done everything I can to get you on the right track and you refuse, so okay, have at it. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that And a lot of Bible verses inspire us, but some are intended to jerk the slack out of us. And here's one of them. It says they lost the ability to feel. Here's the exact quote. Who, being past feelings, have been given over. Oh. So they can no longer feel the right things anymore. So God lets them go their own way. I mean, it's not like he has any choice. But these are the dynamics that occur when a person is a murmurer. So now I want to turn to a happier side of the picture now and talk about the dynamics that occur when a person is not a murmurer, not a complainer, not a grumbler, but instead a thanksgiver. Ah, now this is really exciting. So the question is now, what are the dynamics of thanksgiving? So I want you to take a look at this scripture. Because this scripture has three vital instructions in it. I want you to catch all three. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. In other words, life is supposed to be about love. Because God is about love. Let's go back and look at the scripture again. It's the bond of perfectness. I wish we had time to dwell more on that, but it's one of the vitals. Let's look at the next one. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Three things. Live in love, live love, live love, live in peace, and let the peace rule your heart. Don't do anything that troubles your heart. Let not your heart be troubled, is what Jesus said. So these three things are vital instructions. Live in love, have peace. Now look at this one. And be thankful. Be thankful. Why does God seem so interested in making us into thankful people? So I want to go to a scripture now, and it looks pretty long. So I'm going to show you the scripture, but then I'm going to go piece by piece. All right. So let's go and look at this scripture now. And it says, "Do all these things, do everything you do without murmuring and disputing. Because if you do, look what happens." You will be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, of whom you shine as lights in the world and you hold forth the word of truth. Now, I know you didn't get it because I went way too fast, so I'm going to break it down. And let's go phrase by phrase, because in this passage of Scripture, we will grasp the dynamics, those energies that happen when we are thanksgiving type people instead of grumblers and complainers and murmurers. Ready? Number one, you're blameless. Nobody can point an accusing finger at you. It's one of the dynamics of being a thanksgiver, that you may be blameless. Look at this. And harmless. You see, the other dynamic is you're not happy, you're grumbling and you're complaining, you're probably going to do something wrong about the situation. But thanksgiver is not only blameless, but he's harmless. And look at this. And you are, look at this, the sons of God. It means you're like God is. You are a son of God. You are like, And watch this now. So watch, these are the dynamics that occur when we give thanks all the time, as you'll see in a few moments. You're blameless, harmless, the sons of God. Look at this, unrebukable, without rebuke, unrebukable, even though you're living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, culture. It's sad, but it's true. As scripture says, the whole world lies in wickedness. It's all around us. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's insanity. But thanksgivers have a dynamic occurring in them that makes them blameless and harmless, the sons of God, unrebukable. Nobody can point their finger at us. And look at this. This makes you different than the rest. It makes you shine as a light in the world. Doesn't the world need light? The darkness is upon us. Oh my. But the thanksgiver, he's blameless and harmless, the Son of God, unrebukable, and he shines like this is a positive person, not a negative person. This has got somebody who knows the right way to go, not the wrong way. They shine as lights. Now watch this. And they live the word of God. You simply cannot be a grumbler and be living the word of God. All right. So, I've shown you the dynamics of a murmurer. I've shown you some of the dynamics of the thanksgiver, the energies that happen when we choose one of the two paths, to be a murmurer, always complaining, grumbling about whatever's coming down, what somebody says, what somebody does, every area of life, grumble about it, as opposed to being thankful. Two different paths, diametrically opposed to one another, and I want to suggest to you they are diametrically and diabolically opposed to one another. So what we want to do now is we want to contrast, remember, the juxtaposition part. We want to put these two side by side now and take a look at them. And so here we go. Thanksgiving versus murmuring. So we've already got this list on the left side. We just went through that, right? That the thankful person is blameless and harmless, the Son of God, unrebukable and shines as a light and is living the Word of God. In contrast, what happens if a person is a murmurer? So he begins at the murmuring level, and instead of being blameless, he becomes blamable. Instead of being harmless, he becomes harmful. He's dangerous. And not only harmful, but now instead of being a son of God, he is self-serving. Doesn't serve God, doesn't care what God says about anything. He only does his own thing. He's a narcissist. It's what the Bible calls iniquity. It's egocentricity. Because mumbling leads to self-serving. And instead of being unrebukable, he's rebukable because he's making wrong decisions, going the wrong directions. And instead of shining as a light, I mean, he carries doom and gloom everywhere he goes. How dark. Instead of living the Word of God, he becomes what the Bible calls as perverse. That simply means having nothing to do with the ways of God, but going one's own wrong way. So, how shall we wrap this up? I wanted you to grasp two different lifestyles, if you please. Two different ways of thinking. Two different ways of responding to every situation. As a grumbler or as a thank giver. Those are the two paths. Okay? So if you're going to be a thanksgiver, and I hope you will, I just want to leave you with a few tips about being a thanksgiver. So here we go. Number one, give thanks everywhere. Doesn't matter where you are. Look at this. I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. I will even sing praises to thy name. Doesn't matter who you're with, you stay a thanksgiver. Number two, learn to give thanks for the character qualities of God. Look at the scripture with me now. Give thanks unto the Lord. I love this. This is an understatement. Are you ready? For he is good. You know, there's a couple basic mistakes you never want to make. Here it is. God is good and the devil is bad. Almost everything in life fits into one of those two categories. This scripture says, and I'm reminding you to make sure in your giving of thanks that you not only give thanks everywhere, but you give thanks to the Lord because of his character, because he's good. One verse says, "Oh God, thou art very great." Let's go back to this scripture. For he is good, and look at his mercy. Endures forever. Whoa, my goodness. Thirdly, begin and end each day with thanksgiving. These are tips about being a thanksgiver. Every morning, start the day. Every night, end the day as a thanksgiver. Stand every morning and thank and praise the Lord. And likewise, at the evening time, make sure that you begin and end each day as a thanksgiver. A few more tips, and then we'll shut down here. Sing. Sing your thanks and make up your own songs. Don't let anybody else make your music for you. Sing to yourself. They sang together in praising and giving thanks to the Lord. Again, look at this, because he is good and his mercy endures forever. So learn to give thanks. In fact, let's look at another verse about this. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Look at this. Sing about his character qualities, right? And then learn to give thanks collectively. Get together with other people who are thanksgivers and let's do some celebrating. Let's give thanks to God. And so the scripture from which I give this advice is simply this one. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Oh my goodness, how delightful it is to get together with other people. I want you to catch another point here, and that is giving thanks to God for specific things. Not just to generalize things, but you should be able, and we should be able to name the things that are so good about God and why thanksgiving and gratefulness is the right response. Because remember what gratefulness is expressing to God and others the ways in which they have benefited my life. So we should know what those benefits are. One verse says, we give thanks unto thy name because of thy wondrous works. Let me give you another one here. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Oh my goodness. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Now, these are just tips now, because we've already contrasted the lifestyle of the murmurer versus the thanksgiver. The positive versus the negative. The one who's got solutions versus the one who only sees the faults. And you want to make sure in your giving of thanks that your children catch it from you, so they don't become grumblers the rest of their lives. And that's why the scripture says this. So we, thy people and the sheep of thy pasture, we'll give thee thanks forever. We're always going to be like this. Watch this now. What? We're going to give thanks forever. Now watch this text. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. It's important that your children carry on a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Number 8, be thankful whenever you go to church. In fact, the scripture is well known and sung about in most of our churches and says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. giving in your heart and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And I don't know anything more exciting than to get together with a group of people who are fellow thanksgivers and say, whoa, look at this. And we celebrate. Yes, certainly we celebrate when we come together for church meetings. You want to give thanks at any time because of God's working. Now, watch this now, because I want you to grasp with me that there are events that happen in the night. And we haven't got time this time. But David in the psalmist was always talking about the third watch. He gives me songs in the night. He would wake up singing. I don't know what goes on in your sleep. I suspect that if you're a grumbler and a murmurer, it's not a pretty picture. Because you see, what you do in your sleep, what you do in your waking hours carries over into your sleep. By the way, let me give you a little tip. You always want to make sure that if this is how you're going through all the junk of the day and now you're going to start sleeping here, you need this gap in the middle to cushion, to switch gears, to go from the busyness of your life to the calmness of your soul. And he will give you songs and that you'll wake up. Some of my best ideas come. I wake up in the middle of the night because God's not asleep. Watch this scripture now. At midnight will I rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I don't want you to miss any part of this awesome scripture. Let me talk just a minute about thy righteous judgments. When you know how God adjudicates on any subject, what are his adjudications? When you know them, you know then what is the right decision to make. Those are righteous, they are accurate, they are right judgments. And that's what God wants to do in your life. Help you make right decisions. Gives you the guidance to do that. And of course, look what happens. You wake up in the middle of the night. And you can't help it. Look at this now. It could be midnight. It could be later than that. God is so good. You helped me so much. And it goes with being a thanksgiver because you are able then to return back to God the thanksgiving. Now, another tip, second last tip. Give thanks for fellow authentic followers of Jesus. Look at this. We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Oh, I can't tell you how much I love how God addresses you, beloved. Isn't that awesome? How many times that's used in Scripture, and he's talking about you, beloved. So we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, beloved. My, that's so good. And we give thanks to God, look at this, always for you all. This guy must have been a southerner, you all. I don't think Paul was, but he got southern language, you all. We give thanks to God for always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Now I want to end with one last tip. It's part of being a thanksgiver. It's part of the dynamics. Because we must never let the dynamics of being a thanksgiver get quenched or taken out of our lives, right? So comes now the scripture to explain that very thing to us. That we can give thanks regardless of the circumstances. No matter they look good or bad. Or indifferent. Watch here. In everything, give thanks. In everything. Good stuff, bad stuff. It's, don't necessarily give thanks for bad stuff, but you give thanks in it. Look at this. In everything, give thanks. Now watch this. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He wants the thanksgiving of your heart and your mind to never, ever be quenched or taken away. Well, you say, well, David, how can I do that? So I'm going to show you why. Here you go. Ready? You can give thanks in all things because we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. This, my friends, is a stunning truth. You can always be a thanksgiver, no matter what it looks like. Because God is intent on making everything work together for your good. One translation, I think, of J.B. Phillips says it this way. To them that love God and are called according to his plan, everything fits together into a pattern for the good. That's why I am glad that you're sharing these truths with me. That this Thanksgiving has so many dynamics in it. It's not just a day of the year. It's a way of life. Every moment of the day. Living in this positive, optimistic condition that causes dynamics to occur that will always be productive and not destructive. And God is that interested in you. Your part's to be a thanksgiver because he will do his part. And his part is to do what he said he would do, make everything work together for your good. Amen.